It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We have Pure Hoops with Terp at High Noon. Stay tuned for it. We'll get back to the Celtics. What do we have for Would You Rathers today, Billy?
All right, first one up, would you rather have Cooper Flagg or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Okay. Right. I would go with, and I have not been super high on SGA. I didn't think he was the MVP last year.
Yeah.
I thought he had a terrible Game 7, despite being Finals MVP. I think he's a little overrated. I'll say all that to say this. I'll take him,
yeah,
bird in the hand over the unknown of Cooper Flagg, who I think is a very, very good prospect. I don't know that he's quite LeBron, Wemby level of, like, generational prospect. I'd want him. I'd trade Jalen for him. I wouldn't trade the MVP of the league for him.
Yeah, no, I think it's funny because you and I both would have given the MVP to Jokic. You and I would both rather have Tatum than SGA. So, like, we've been maybe more down than most because everybody's celebrating the year that he had, which is insane. You can't really do much better than league MVP, finals MVP, and a title. Like, it's as good as you can do.
NBA scoring champion.
Yeah, and he's still young enough where I would say he should be the obvious answer here. Cooper Flagg, based on his age, what his first rookie contract level would be, is one of the most like coveted players, I would think, for the next several years in the league. But I think a pretty good line would be, if you're a top 10 or top 15 player already established in the league, and especially if you're under 30, give me that guy. Because he really, there's no guarantee of what Cooper Flagg's going to be. There's already a guarantee of what Gilgeous-Alexander is, or Tatum is, or Jokic, or a few of these other guys.
You would trade Jalen for the number one pick and Cooper Flagg.
I would. So Jalen might be like the best player that I would still make that move for. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, so if anybody's better than Jalen, so like Donovan Mitchell, I'd probably keep Donovan Mitchell. Like Anthony Edwards, I'd keep Anthony Edwards. But Jalen Brown might be the best player that I would do the deal
so, for. So you just said Jalen would be the best, so you're answering my next question. You wouldn't do Tatum for the number one pick.
Nope.
But the injury makes you think about it. I wouldn't do it either.
Yeah, yeah, right. But, it's a little bit different because of that.
A healthy Tatum, you don't even think about it. But an injured Tatum, you're like, you could.
What about Wembanyama?
For Tatum?
No, for Cooper Flagg, sorry.
I think I would keep Wemby.
Yeah, again, me too. I think Wemby's a little bit more valuable.
The injury makes you think about it, but no, I would keep Wemby in that.
But
scenario.
Then you have like the old guys where that's sort of a different conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, LeBron or Curry or somebody, you'd be like, well, I'll take Cooper Flagg. He's 18 years old.
I think that's fair. Just another, not to throw too many would you rathers at you, Tatum or SGA?
You mean Flagg or Tatum?
No, I mean
Tatum. We both said Tatum.
Okay.
Yeah, during the season, Tatum.
I would take Tatum over SGA. Again, the injury makes it close, but I would take Tatum over him. What else, Billy?
Would you rather keep Anfernee Simons or trade him for a big?
I'm keeping Simons. And it feels like there's definitely a lot of discussion that he might be gone, so maybe I shouldn't get attached.
We're going to talk to Terp at High Noon. I think Terp seems to think he could be gone. And Terp said, guys, the moves aren't happening on draft night. They're happening before draft night. He tried to warn
us. So they do need a big or two, obviously. But with the loss of Tatum for the season, and even to a lesser degree, Porzingis and Holiday, you need somebody to put the ball in the hoop, and you got Brown and White. You need somebody else to score. Pritchard can, but you're already retaining him from last year. So even if his shots go up a little bit, there's still a pile of shots to be had. I'm good with Anfernee Simons. I hope they keep him and find another way to get a big.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with the caveat of, like, tell me who the big is, and then let's see. But in general, am I itching to trade Anfernee Simons?
No,
I would rather they keep Simons. I like that they just got him for Jrue Holiday, so I'm not itching to turn around and trade him. Now, again, if it's an overwhelming return and the big is a really good player, well, let me know who that is, and we'll talk it out. But I think Anfernee Simons, and I do have little issues with or gripes about who he is as a player. He's small. He's not a good defender. He is going to already jack up a million threes before he's a Boston Celtic. What's going to happen once he gets here? He's not signed beyond this year. So I do have some questions about Simons. I'm not telling you he's a slam dunk all-star player, but I didn't want to acquire him to turn around and trade him.
Yeah.
And if they do trade him, Keith, I'd rather they do it in season, where you at least see how it looks and see what he could be, and maybe even boost the trade value
sure
on Anfernee Simons. I'm not against trading him by the deadline. I am against trading him right now in the offseason. Same. When you just got him and you don't even know what he is.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed.
Okay, what else, Billy?
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes?
So that's cool. Right, the smoking monkey?
I mean, I guess
no,
I
don't want the smoke around my kids. Sorry to be that guy in my ivory tower.
I don't want to have the clean ashtrays.
The secondhand smoke. What if he vapes?
So they're both.
What about a vaping monkey?
A vaping monkey.
That's really just modern. That's really
a hookah monkey.
Yeah, that's really.
As long as he stays in the hookah room, then I guess that's fine.
I mean, the vaping's really more about his health and, like, who knows what he's ingesting. But in terms of secondhand smoke, you don't have to worry about
that. Not to be too much of a curmudgeon, but I have two young kids at home. So.
Brag.
Yeah. That's right. Two.
Sick brag, bro.
Better than what you have. And so.
Twice as good as you.
Twice as much.
Yeah.
No, but like neither. It's a bad influence on both. Like, do I need my kids swearing all the time more than they already do because they hear the bird? Or do I need them to be like, that monkey looks pretty cool smoking those cigs.
Yeah.
What, can I have one of those? I'm like, nah, you can't have that either. I think I would rather have a monkey than a bird.
Sure.
But I think I'd rather have the swearing monkey than the smoking.
Although, if that monkey doesn't get its cigarette for the day, watch out.
No, I know.
You're going to send your kids up to get them butts.
Tear your face off.
And it's way more expensive.
Georgie, go get me some butts.
The monkey goes out to get some cigs and never comes back. It's like, oh, man.
It'd be a great.
You said you were coming back.
I got to go get milk.
You said you were coming back, monkey. You were going for some cigarettes and some scratch tickets. You never came home.
It'd be cool. It'd be cool to have a monkey.
Okay, well, you're
so we did. By the way, we did a Kiefer Madness yesterday about a bird that swears and uses slurs.
From where again? Fall River?
Fall River. Yeah, I was at a place in Fall River, and so people wanted this bird.
Okay.
So that, hence the question.
You're thinking about it as a father.
Yeah.
Now think about it as like me this week. No family around.
Wow.
They're down the Cape.
Sick brag, bro.
Honestly.
Why didn't you go?
Maybe the biggest brag flex I've ever made, quite frankly.
That is amazing.
So there, I'm
how much
by
pizza
myself.
Have you had?
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
But it's not like any of my buddies are coming over. But if they did,
sure.
And we were going to, you know, drink some beers. And now you have a
monkey.
Smoking monkey?
Yeah, it's pretty kick-ass.
Pretty cool.
This feels like an I think you should leave sketch.
See, here's the thing, too. The bird would live for 80 years.
Oh, at way longer
you
than
have,
you.
At
You're
some
right.
point, you have to get rid of that monkey before it takes over.
Yeah,
well,
that's
but
true.
You're not.
How long does a monkey live, though? A monkey
lives
a long time.
You're not
no, not that they don't live a long time.
Oh,
I'm just saying the fact
you're...
that like you can only control it for so long
how about
before
this,
it's
though?
Like throwing you around the house.
How about this? Think of the overhead.
No, no. I'm not. You're thinking, no, like a monkey's not that big.
You're talking like MJ had Bubbles.
He's talking like kind of he's talking like the
that's
you're
a talking
gorilla.
Like Marcel.
The little,
are you talking like Ross's
the little,
monkey?
The little Ace Ventura monkey. Say yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we're all talking like
I thought you were talking like
an orangutan.
There must be like 27.
Yeah.
The average age
the
is
monkey does? No, I'm talking about like a little monkey that like...
He's his own insurance.
He just sits there and like eats like...
Yeah. Can you claim it on your
cherries?
Insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah, claim it as a dependent.
Yeah, but think about the overhead.
Add someone to my insurance.
CC, got Georgie, got biscuits.
Think about the overhead on the bird, though, if it lives 80 years.
Yeah.
Although think about the overhead on cigarettes.
Cigarettes, way more expensive.
Yeah, no,
way
that's a good
more
point.
Expensive the upkeep for the smoking.
You got me
or
there.
If you got like an older bird already, then it's just like old timey
you got me there.
Swearing.
Oh,
bird.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
So
like, we retired those.
Where did you even know that they existed?
Yeah. So where'd we settle?
I think
bird?
Ultimately I would take the bird.
Yeah, bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as cool, but
no.
But still, probably.
Right, you can't put the bird in overalls.
No, that's true.
No.
Does it do close-up magic?
Especially, put him in like a leather jacket.
Probably not.
A leather jacket smoking, ripping,
oh, like
ripping butts.
Oh, the one in the denim vest and the Hangover.
That is cool.
That is cool.
That's a cool monkey.
That did rip, but he ripped butts too.
Yeah. Remember how tired the monkey got in Ace Ventura when they were trying to figure out who Ray Finkel was? And then he looks over and he's just like sleeping on the chair. He's like, you quitter.
Yeah.
He was so tired. He was jumping around. He was trying to help him out with the case.
Very excited in the Jim Carrey, Courtney Cox scene, too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, not that Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Really, all the animals were excited.
Very excited.
Yeah, they were.
What are you feeding this dog? He's miserable.
Look at him. Just look at him.
All right, bird's the answer.
Yep.
What else we got?
Would you rather get pinched by a crab or stung by a jellyfish?
I was pinched. I don't think I've ever been stung by a jellyfish.
So I have.
I was pinched by a crab a couple summers ago.
How'd that go?
Sick brag, bro.
Really hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like it. We were Lucas and I were at the beach, and I had one. I was holding him. I'm like, hey.
Oh,
not
you were showing off.
I was like holding him by you know, the little back. And
you deserved it.
Yeah. He had a bigger wingspan than I expected.
Yeah.
turn Kim around, bang. Clip. Yeah, and then I was like, get off. And he was kind of like hanging on
hanging
there.
Hanging on
so
there.
Not, so not the Will Campbell of crabs.
No.
You didn't lose stuff. Your finger.
No, it's still good. Have it. No, it's good.
But a pinch.
No scars. Good pinch. You got a jellyfish sting?
Yeah, down in Florida one time. I got like the worst sunburn of my life. And then also that same day bit by a jellyfish.
The same sunburn story you were telling the other day?
Yeah.
When you were down there for baseball?
Yes.
You know, Keith told us this off the air. In high school, you guys used to go to spring training in Florida?
Every other year.
High school.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I went to a prestigious prep
that's
school,
true,
which
prep
was the
school.
Best it's, high school
true.
In the country.
And
so,
you got...
Sick brag, bro.
Obviously.
And so you
it took me 4 years to get through it, too. No problem.
You got a sunburn and stung by a jellyfish?
Yeah. It was like one of those days where it was like all just...
But you're expecting me to believe that summer's the best
was
season.
Was the sting...
Coach just... Yeah, coach
was
just dropped...
Was the sting on your sunburn?
No, it was like near my nipple. It was awful.
Go on.
It was so painful, Bill. And then the guys on the team were like, I think I'm supposed to pee on it. That'll help. And I'm like, get away from me. And then, so we walk into a shop. So we were just like out on the beach. I probably put sunscreen on once. And then I was in the water all day, got the worst sunburn ever. And then we're like walking in one of those like shops along the way, you know, like
sure.
T-shirt shop
or
whatever. And there was a mirror. And I like caught a look at myself. It was bright red. I looked like a tomato.
Like, oh,
I was like,
no!
This is not good. I'm like, I was so worried about the man of war bite that I had on my nipple. And I was like, no, much worse, the face sunburn.
I've not been stung by a jellyfish, but I hear it's not great.
It was terrible. So my wife actually came up with this question. She has, both have happened to her.
Oh.
She said the jellyfish one was bad, but she thinks the... She'd rather that than once again get pinched by a crab.
Again, you're talking jellyfish, not man of war, something that's going to like kill you.
No, I exaggerated because it hurts so bad.
And knock you out. But I'm saying, like, I was stung by just like a little teeny tiny crab. I'd imagine a big guy.
Yeah. Oh,
like one of those probably really hurts.
Hard pinch.
Yeah.
They'll really get you.
I think I'm taking the jellyfish.
Yeah, I think I'd go jellyfish.
No disrespect to you over there.
No, it was painful, but I moved on.
Your trials and tribulations.
I moved on.
T's and P's.
Uh huh.
But yeah, I think I didn't like getting pinched just by the little crab.
No,
never mind.
Fun.
Never mind the big fella.
But that was kind of on you for messing around with it.
No, it was on
it
me.
Up.
I was trying to show off and be a cool dad.
Fire the crab back into the ocean.
Unfortunately, my son thought much less of me.
What's wrong with dad?
Trying, like, I don't know.
Trying to show off and now he's just can't even talk me up to his pals.
Yeah. So there you go. That's a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Good stuff. Good answers.
Every Wednesday.
Good answers.
Here on Jones and Keefe. It's up there, Steve.
Yeah.
It's up there.
The monkey and hangover too, somebody said. Smoked.
Billy said.
No, but he also sold cocaine.
Oh, and he sold cocaine.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I don't want that in my house.
I didn't see Hangover 2.
Yeah, it was not great.
It was skippable.
It was.
Well, that sounds like.
Same with 3.
Sounds like it was pretty good stuff.
3 was
there.
Far worse.
To be honest.
3 was definitely worse than 2.
They had some chuckles, but the bar was set way too high at 1.
Right. Yeah, 1 was great. Okay, we got Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. We'll get all the latest on the Celtics, plus intel, because Terp has been trying to warn us about big moves. Is he continuing to warn us? What are you snickering at over there?
Dice wants to know if, in fact, any of my teammates urinated on me. No, they did not. They did not.
You did say they
thought it might
to.
Help the sting.
Sick,
but I was like, I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it this way. So no, they did not. That did not happen.
You peed.
At least
yourself.
Not that
you
night.
Just go in a cup
you peed
and
on yourself.
On yourself.
Yeah. That's what I did.
He just aimed upwards.
I laid on my back.
I hung upside down like a bat.
Yeah. Look, guys, I'll handle it. I'll use my own. It's more sterile.
Guys, I got this. All right. Let's get to the pressure mounting on Alex Cora next.
Well, we had a conversation in Seattle, and the less you talk about the subject, the better it is for the clubhouse, for the team. And, you know, like I said, in San Fran, and I'll repeat myself, we love Rafi. He's a great guy. You know, he's a great player. You know, we're going to miss him. But there's the decision we made as an organization and the players, you know, they just got a job to do, and it's go out there and play baseball.
The best pumpkin song?
Ooh.
I say yes. I say yes. I celebrate almost their entire catalog. But I would have to say, if I had to pick just the one, it'd be this one.
Oh, Mount Rushmore and pumpkin songs.
If I well,
today
we tearing them or what?
Tomorrow.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
1979. Zero.
I mean, we do have a top 5 Friday coming up.
Oh,
top 5 Smashing Pumpkin songs.
You're like, what is this?
Top 5 pumpkins tunes.
Yeah. Okay.
Save that for October.
Yeah. Good call.
Good one,
call.
Bill.
Yeah,
good
Bill's
one.
Smart.
Yeah.
Although very presumptuous, but smart.
It is true. Let's say one day at a time.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, seriously. You think we're still here in October? My goodness.
A lot of good ones to choose from.
Good theory
from
on the...
Bill Burr's brother.
Good theory.
That was wild.
It is wild.
Because now when you look at them, you cannot see
no, they
the other
are...
one. Like, they literally, like, Yep, they're brothers.
He named one Bill and the other Billy.
Yeah. One loves their father and the other hates him.
And he was a Bill, too.
They're all Bills. A lot of Bills out there.
A bunch of Bills.
George Foreman.
It is. It's very similar. It's a Foreman thing. It's true.
I do like the text line pointing this out. I think this was Dice again, Keith.
Yeah.
He surmised that the whole trip down to Florida, you were just faking jellyfish stings.
No.
Oh, no, boys. It happened again. Maybe that is what was going on.
Somebody put this out?
I got stung again, guys. Somebody
pounded his chest like Mark Wahlberg in Fear.
You're going
like,
to
just try to make it red.
You're going to have to suck the venom out. Like, there's no venom. You're fine.
It's all right, guys.
You're all right.
All right. It happened again. So how's Alex Cora yesterday? Still land the plane.
Yeah, there he is.
On WEEI Afternoons. I thought that was an interesting little comment about, oh, the Devers thing is in the past, and the less you talk about it, the more people move on. I'm like, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, you just bury it deep inside.
Yeah, so you're just
push it down.
You're just
that's healthy.
You're just continuing your approach.
No,
I mean, look, I mean, that's how I handle things in my life, too. But just... that's how he's handled the whole Devers thing. Yeah. Just not talking to Devers.
Nothing to talk about. Right.
Not the asking Devers
been
anything.
Fantastic.
Right. So his solution in the aftermath of the Devers trade is to just not talk about it and everybody will just move on. I don't think that's a good approach.
Although maybe it's how the team is going on. I mean, not that they're playing well, but wasn't the report too that Breslow was like, hey, if anybody wants to talk about this, or does anybody want me to like explain what happened? And they're all like, nah. we're good.
That
probably
is
not going to help.
That is true. I mean, look.
He offered, at least.
I can't imagine. And Devers, or Cora did slip in there. He's like, oh, I mean, we can't replace him or whatever he said, right? Didn't he say that? He's like, oh, we can't replace him. It's like, don't say that either. But
there's not a good Devers trade out there. You're like, you just made one.
So, yeah, I found that answer to be interesting yesterday with him on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed the full interview, it's on the Odyssey app. The other piece to the Devers trade that has emerged in the last week or so, we were all wondering why Kyle Harrison is in AAA.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he's working on his pitches and, you know, maybe they wanted him to go down and fine tune some things.
Sure.
They're also playing the cost control game.
Oh, wow.
Of manipulating his service time. If he remains in AAA past the 4th of July, Keith, they will control his rights through 2030. As opposed to if they call him up before, they'll control his rights through 2029.
Great. So it's not like it's desperate times right now.
It's not like you could use a pitcher instead of, Walker Buehler on the team.
Walker Buehler, we're going to see him again.
We're going to watch.
Instead of this guy, so you get one more year.
Trot Walker Buehler out there to get one more year from Kyle Harrison in 2030. Yeah. If, by the way, he's even good,
he'll for sure be on the team in 2030. Like, that's what we need to be prioritizing.
I believe in him more than most.
Yeah.
But even I'm like, we don't even know if he's good. What are you worried about 2030 for? Get him up here.
I'd like to see him.
That's good.
But you would think, especially after just trading Devers and then telling the fan base as well as the guys in the clubhouse, like, hey, we've replaced Rafael Devers with nothing. Like, for right now, nothing.
Right.
Eventually, Kyle Harrison, when we get more control, maybe Jordan Hicks.
Maybe.
And then even then, great. Watch him, you know, pour gasoline on himself in the sixth, seventh inning of a game. That's not what everybody's excited for. But no, I mean, how many more Walker Buehler bad starts do you have to see? I mean, Richard Fitz is making the start today. I mean, Kyle Harrison can't get out there?
You already answered this.
I'm done with Buehler.
No, you answered it. None. You don't need any more. You want him off the team.
But I think Cora told those guys yesterday that he's going to make his next start. I was like, okay.
Great.
You sure? Does he have to?
I mean.
Although he's lied to them before.
If anybody,
so take it with a grain of salt.
True.
He's lied directly to Hart and Fitz's face in the past.
That's a great point.
So you could do it again.
If, I mean, heck, he told the old afternoon program, which I was a part of, over and over and over again.
Sick brag,
Thank you. No, that is something to brag about. He constantly would say, I don't want to talk about my contract in season, and then turn around and sign a big, fat, giant contract that the Red Sox shouldn't have given him.
Netflix wasn't there for that.
So it wouldn't be the first time.
It ever happened.
Wouldn't be the first time he's lied. That's a good point.
It's true.
But if anybody should keep making starts at 10 p.m., It is Walker Buehler.
Oh, my God.
At least in that way, you don't have
to. At least it'll be over by 10:15.
That's true, too.
Yeah, his night's over. There's still more game to be played.
So Cora's solution to moving past the Devers trade is just
don't even talk about it.
Jam it down.
Yeah. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Don't acknowledge it. Don't talk about it. Don't discuss it. Don't mention it to anybody. Jam it deep down, and it won't come back to bite you, hopefully.
It's sort of like the Belichick approach, remember? It was like, we'll talk about the guys who are here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about the guys from the past.
Yeah, and you can't talk about any of the new guys because none of them are on the roster.
No.
You can't talk about that.
They're not here yet.
No. Get ready for it, though.
So what, 2 weeks? After July 4th, so we have 2 weeks. You got a bunch of games between now and then.
They'll still be in the mix, I'm sure, by then.
Bueller might make two starts by then, for God's sakes.